This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha ha ha.
What's going on, biddies? Strab t-shirt.
This is Matt Valdez.
Ep 163.
Or should we call you Grok t-shirt?
You're going hard at me already. You always got a trick up your sleeve, Valdez.
What do you mean?
You always got a trick up your sleeve.
What do you mean? I just I want to let the biddies know that I'm starting today's show with an intervention.
You got your own rundown over there. What's going on?
I'm saddened to say that we could possibly lose Drab T-shirt. And what do I mean by that? Drab has entered the dark side. He has an addiction problem, and it revolves around AI and Grok.
Hey,
coming up Friday morning,
you need
on
to
the
be confronted
recap,
about it.
I guess I am. Hey, if you want to get left behind, Valdez, by all means, go ahead. If you want to be back in the Stone Ages, me and Zuck and Elon and Jeff Bezos, we're next level in this thing.
You and all them are the four horsemen.
The four horsemen of the future, for sure.
In case people don't know, Drab is constantly using AI now, and I just think it's a shortcut. And Drab, I consider you a very intelligent and creative person, someone who we are able to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah.
But little did I know, the ideas you are bouncing off of me are not yours; they're Grok's.
First off, that's not true. That is not all true. What ideas have I bounced off of you that is Grok's and not Cahill's?
Well, you're asking Grok to do Ovi Photoshops with Wayne Gretzky nonstop.
Of course, yeah.
I'm just you're dabbling with black magic. I feel like you're using internet black magic, and I don't appreciate it. And I think listeners need to know that when I saw you at your lowest of low, it was in your office. And I didn't say anything when you were in there, But I've been praying for you and thinking about you ever since I saw you,
thank you.
Down bad. When Drab typed the phrase, put together a sports radio outline for me.
Grok. I wasn't for a topic rundown of the show. I wanted a prep sheet of the latest. In 2 seconds, give me a prep sheet of all the latest sports news in Washington, D.C.
I just think
I need, it wasn't for me. It was for the host.
It wasn't mine. It was his.
I got that idea after one of the hosts said, "Oh, did Ovi get another one?" As he's 12 goals away from the record. That's when I got the idea. Hey, maybe these guys need a prep sheet.
I'm worried, and I feel like. You're unplugging your brain right now.
Now here's what I'm impressed by. I'm impressed by the power of Deep Search or whatever this thing is called or ChatGPT. Dude, you can do amazing things. Like the human brain is nubs. Okay.
Well,
I get sized for these supercomputers.
I still hold out hope for the human.
I know.
Human intellect.
I know. Well,
I can do things that Grok can't do.
You
can do things Grok can't do.
What is that?
I don't know.
You can be
spontaneous and funny and creative. I feel like you're cutting corners by using this tool. And I don't even know if I call it a tool. It's a shortcut.
Give me some jokes. Give me some jokes about Alex Ovechkin.
Okay. All right.
Let's replace Valdez. All right. I'm literally just going to read these.
Okay. Are you trying to cut me out of my job?
Why don't goalies play cards with Ovechkin? Because he's always got a slap shot that trumps their hand. I don't know what that means.
Womp, womp, womp. Okay. All right.
What did Ovechkin say to the puck?
What?
You're going in the net whether you like it or not. I don't negotiate.
This is what Drab is in love with, people. This is his future. This is what he's going to use to turn around 980. I can't believe you're using this thing to prep for meetings. I used to hold you in such high regard.
All right. So here's what it does. It just assembles a lot of information. Clearly, it's got some creative issues. It assembles information from the World Wide Web and other articles or research very, very quickly.
And it compiles things together.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. If I said, hey, I need a business, what I did, like, I could say, hey, here's some information. Write me a 30-second radio promotion script for a radio promotion. Spits it right out. Then I'm not wasting 20 minutes of my time tinkering my brain trying to come up with something. I just see what it spits out, move a few words around, and boom, saying, bam, we got a promo on the air.
You're saying time is too much of a commodity for your brain?
Well, I was just saying that it keeps things moving. Hey, you know what? I think you're a little jelly. I think you're jealous. Here's what I think you're jealous of. I got the controls to the power of the 980 Twitter account, and I'm going viral left and right. And I think you're a little jealous.
I don't even follow 980 on Twitter.
Well, we're simulcast on there. Hey, everybody, please follow the Team 980. I am just putting out sick content recently.
No. Grok is putting out sick content.
Hey, Grok's not doing my videos. And
Grok t-shirt.
Grok did a Tyreek Hill Photoshop that looks silly. They got 80 comments on.
I'm saddened. I'm saddened.
I think I haven't figured out how it's going to appeal to you yet. Fire Cork. You don't need his workouts anymore. Pump that thing
exactly.
In there.
Exactly. I can't believe this is what we're doing though. You're a part of the
eliminating radio host.
Yes, you're eliminating people's jobs by doing this. Like, this isn't good. You think this is good that AI is just going to solve everyone's problems. Like, there's a person out there who's probably an interior designer. Right?
Yeah.
And now all you got to do is put a picture of a room and Grok and they can decorate it for you.
Already did that.
Look, you're just.
Last weekend for the guest room, I uploaded a photo and I said, please give me some recommendations on how to redesign this room.
And what did they do? What did Grok spit out for you?
Grok gave me some. Gave me a silly response. Gave me silly tips for can you redesign? I'm going to my history.
You have a Grok history,
of course.
God, yes, I would pay so much money to see what you're typing in Grok. Besides, just redesign my room, put together a show sheet,
write a
promo.
It sees the color of my walls. I got like navy blue walls in the guest room. Replace the current bedding with a streamlined modern duvet cover in a neutral color. Add a few decorative throw pillows and complementary colors like navy, mustard yellow, or olive green.
That sounds so disgusting.
Well, it's just giving me overall vibe.
I want to let our biddies know that you can tell right now that I am a champion of the blue collar worker because Grok will never replace you. And I have so much respect.
Hey, let me tell you,
for the carpenters out there,
hey, all you feds out there, you want your 5 bullet points of what you did this week? Grok can do it for you. All right, you stuck? Go to Grok.
You're such a slut for Grok. I hate it. I hate it.
I'm open to ChatGPT. I got an account on there.
You're a robot. You're a robot now.
Hey,
Valdez, independent thinker anymore. You're a robot.
It could replace you before you know it. And I
know. Aren't you afraid of that?
No, because when it comes, it comes. I don't know. I don't ever worry about that. I'm trying to get ahead of this. I'm trying to get ahead of it.
How are you getting ahead of it by feeding into the beast? Once our boss realizes,
all right, you want to know something?
What?
This is a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
Hey guys, our company is going through some restructuring. We're going to lay off 95% of the workforce. The only people who are keeping their jobs or who know how to use AI. Oh, I see. Drab's been using here for the last couple of years. Drab, we'll make you president of AI of Offer Odyssey. How about that? All right.
All right. Drab, you got an opening for me? That's what I would do.
I don't know. I'm just playing around. No, it's fun. I want you to play around with it. It's fun.
I don't have access to it. I don't even know where to go. I don't know.
What do you mean? It's on Twitter. It's right between your messages in the profile tabs. You just click on Grok.
Do I need a premium subscription to do that?
Here. Where? Where is the best crab in Maryland?
Oh, don't even. Number one, I can tell you a couple places.
All right. Well, let's just see what it says.
You're taking away everything from me.
If you're near Annapolis, where's the best place?
Cantlers.
Cantlers Riverside Inn is a local legend. Since 1974.
I am Grok. I don't need Grok. My brain is AI.
For crab cakes, G&M Restaurant in Lithicum Heights, just outside of Baltimore, gets a lot of buzz. They're known for their jumbo lump.
Well, I would hope so.
Jimmy's on the Eastern Shore. You got one on the Eastern Shore?
Was it Suicide Bridge in Cambridge? That's a great spot.
Harris Crab House in Graysonville.
I know exactly where that is. That's right over the Kent Narrows Bridge.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
At Kent Narrows is a go-to. It's a fifth generation family joint.
You can go watch some of the boats dock while you're having
Here's what's actually I love about it. Then I'll be off Grok. When you Google something, right, it takes you to like a web page and there's a zillion ads and you got to, jump to the recipe, whatever you're looking for. The thing I like about this AI text, it gets rid of all that garbage. Now, look, it's a lot of you got to weed through it and kind of have some frame of reference for what you're reading because they'll feed you some misinformation every once in a while. But it's just text. It just gets rid of all the garbage on web pages that you don't need. Easy to find, easy to read. Copy, paste, submit.
Submit.
Hey, I learned from the best. Stevie Bickle, Mr. AI, got him through school.
I'm worried. I'm worried for you. I don't want you to go. I don't want you to go down this rabbit hole where you're just using it for everything.
No, but here I would. Don't you remember your grandparents when computers came out? And they are like refused to even acknowledge their existence.
No, actually, my grandmother, Grandma Jo, had a computer in her living room.
Well, that's she's a one percenter. Most people from like you know previous generation or that those have died off, they wanted nothing to do with computers. I've been doing this way my whole life. What do I need a computer for? I always say to myself, I don't want to be that guy. I want to stay up to date with technology as I advance in age.
This is what I would. This is how I would classify you. You remind me of the kid in school who would do their homework and go to the back of the book to get the answer instead of doing the problem.
Who didn't do that?
I didn't do that.
Everyone did that.
No, you did that if you got stuck.
Okay. All right. What did they use that for? What classes?
Math all the time.
Yeah. All right. Language arts, I remember.
You're in algebra. You don't feel like doing the solving the equation. Mm-hmm. You can't solve for X. You don't feel like doing it, or you got a hot date you got to get ready for, and you just go to the back of the book.
Well, you still got to show how you
not
did
always,
the problem.
Not always.
In math, you did.
Not always, but you just that's who you're reminding me of, and I don't want you to turn into that kid.
Hey, don't you know that college students who get C's earn higher money per year than those who get A's?
Did Grok tell you that?
No. I learned that at Arizona State.
I bet you said that. They said that a lot there.
A lot of kids were getting C's.
A lot of kids were reciting that credo.
All right. Well, I'll back off on the AI. All right.
I know. And then you're sitting there. The high-fiving Mar about Grok every 5 seconds.
Yeah, Mar. Well, Mar's a young guy.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm not going to give it out anymore. I felt a little bad last Friday that we gave away heat on Bit Season. So we won't give it away anymore because I think people do like guessing what it's going to be or kind of figuring it out themselves. So I'll just say this. It's not an action film. Right.
Okay.
You know what it is.
Yes.
And it's a good one.
I like
it's a classic.
Movie. I like
right?
the movie.
We love Valdez and I both like this movie, and I think the majority of people have fond memories of this movie too. But we got to Mar. He knows nothing. I don't know if it's a you thing or if it's a stupid thing.
I think it's a you thing. What were we talking about?
Jim Carrey. He hasn't seen
I know
any Jim Carrey films.
No. What's the phrase that we said yesterday? Oh, Village Bicycle.
Oh,
Town Bicycle.
He thought you were the funniest dude. Hey, that was I was embarrassed for you.
What do you mean?
Because you were using the most hack line and he was eating it up. You were like it's like you're repurposing old jokes that the new generation has never heard before. It's like using a Chris Farley line on some young kid and he thinks it's yours.
Who do you think I was stealing jokes?
Valdez told you said it.
All right, so we are talking about Mary Kate what's her last name? Cornett. We're talking about Mary Kate Cornett and how she was involved allegedly with her boyfriend's dad and then how she allegedly was easy. And I was telling Mar that back in our day that you wouldn't like nobody would shame the Village Bicycle. And then Mar goes, what's the Village Bicycle? Town Bicycle. And I said, you never heard of the Town Bicycle where everybody gets a ride? And then his knee turned bright red from slapping it.
He thought it was the funniest thing.
I was explaining to him that every school had that girl,
mm-hmm.
and guys wouldn't shame her because they were.
Yeah, I had a different upbringing than you. I just don't completely. I'm actually a little jealous.
What do you mean?
Because your high school, no offense, sounds so trashy. it just sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I mean, what I know from my high school days that if there was, and women out there, anybody, don't be offended, it's just a phrase. If there was a slut, okay, people were going to ruin her life.
No.
People were going to make her feel bad, talk, mostly, honestly, women. Like, the other girls,
of course.
Girls are nasty, yeah. And they're so mean. Guys just, you know, got a kick out of it because they wanted to be,
next in line.
Right?
Yeah.
But they would just tear these women down, these girls down.
No, so
you're saying at your school that it was a badge of honor?
To the guys, it was. The girls, they would talk behind her back.
Okay.
Like, they wouldn't, like, shame her. But what would happen is, I guess it's a coming of age where guys are discovering sexuality,
mm-hmm.
and women who are 16, you know, want to be popular with the opposite sex. So they figure in order to be popular, guys obviously like sexual encounter. So I'm going to involve myself with sexual encounters. Mm. So they do that to ingratiate themselves with guys in high school, and they just keep doing it over and over. And then guys give them attention, and then all of a sudden they just mow through half the class. And then guys would be nice to them.
See, what I think is, and this just takes me back to my own time. I didn't mind if a girl was had some loose morals. Okay,
I thought you were saying loose something else.
But I had to be first among my friends. I needed to be Ray J. Okay,
all right.
And that just reminds me, and I think I've told you before, of my first real girlfriend in seventh grade, and she had to transfer. See, this is what happened. This is how girls did it back in the day. She had to transfer out of the public middle school because she was bullied for being promiscuous. And this was in sixth grade, right?
No, that would, do you know, girls were walking around with baby bumps in my high school.
Yeah, see, yeah. I'll just say, Megan,
do I need to bleep this?
No, it's fine. Megan. All right. Megan had to transfer over from the public middle school over to Christ the King in seventh grade because she was bullied so bad from the other girls and all the pregnancy rumors and everything. Okay. People.
the rumor was always.
Well, maybe not pregnancy. No, that was a different girl.
She has herpes.
We weren't a big, here's the thing they said about Megan is that, I told you this before, that the rumor was that when she got on the bus in sixth grade, okay, that tangerines fell out of her bra and she was stuffing her bra. Okay.
That is such a sixth grade. That is such a sixth grade dream.
Such different communities you and I grew up in.
No. That happened at our school, but that was middle school. That was like sixth grade.
Right. So the rumor was that Megan was stuffing her bra with tangerines in sixth grade and they fell out on the school bus.
I would have used grapefruits.
Well, you know, they were just starting puberty at that age. And that she was bullied so bad because of this, and that meant you were promiscuous, right? Because mm-hmm. she was obsessed with her boob size. Mm-hmm. That she had to transfer schools, and she transferred over to Christ the King, you know, our Catholic school. And sure enough, everyone said, oh, Megan's transferring over. She is a loose woman, right?
Of course, because she's so slutty, mm-hmm. that she had to be sent to a private high school. Oh, yeah, my God. The rumors had to have been flying.
A private middle school.
Yes. Yeah.
So
had to have been flying. I know.
We were all intrigued. And my badge of honor is that I dated her first. Now, look, we dated for like a month, and then she dumped me and dated every other kid in the class. But I got to make out with her first.
Okay.
All right.
Those big lips that were on it first.
Yeah. So that was my first. I didn't make out with a girl. I shouldn't say until seventh grade. I think I'm right on pace there with most kids. I know in Chesapeake High School or whatever.
We blossomed early.
You guys blossomed early, but there weren't a lot of seventh graders making out with girls where I was from.
No, but I was just trying to explain to Mar, mm-hmm. I guess, before the internet became king, that that type of girl, that type of woman, was kind of treated differently.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just throwing gasoline on the fire that is social media, like, I don't know. Like,
well, that's why I feel bad for Mary Kate. Now, look, what she did allegedly is despicable. Even Drab could admit that, and we all know my proclivities for my online content. All right, in real life, that's despicable.
I can't wait to see it. your grok search for Mary Kate. Grab, do you an AI scene with?
I feel bad for her, man, in a way, because her life is over, right? First, middle, last name out there. She's with her boyfriend's dad.
She'll always be that person.
By the way, I thought
person.
Women weren't slut shaming anymore. Who's like?
No, that's the guys. Oh, the guys started this.
But are the guys high fiving?
I don't think they're high five. Like, they're just, they're perpetuating the story and growing the story. But like back in my day, it was kind of like a secret society. Like, everyone knew who the town bicycle was.
But nobody
was screaming from the rooftop, this person will give you a hand job in the woods.
Yeah, that's what I felt bad about, in a way, because if you did something shady in the past, it was kept to your community. Now she has to go into witness protection and change her name. Like, literally.
Well, I know. Her life is ruined for this young, horny mistake.
Right. Now, I think Bickle was way too hard on her. He called her a top five worst person in the world. Okay, that is...
He called her that, or the dad?
He called her that.
I think the dad would be...
It was the dad.
I think it was the dad he was talking about. Like, how he could do that to his son.
Even the dad, okay. I'm not letting this slide.
Hey, why don't you tell the biddies my wild take about the dad?
I forget. What was your wild take?
I said the son should forgive the dad.
Well, you're gonna hate the dad for your... I'm gonna be honest with you. I think there's some, like, EB kept saying, how could you do that to your son, your relationship? There might be some families out there that do things a little bit differently, right? That he might just forgive his dad. Like, this guy's cheated on girls 100 times in his life. Like, sex doesn't mean everything to everybody, right? They could just be freaks. I have no idea.
Right.
Him and his dad might be doing Eiffel Tower. I don't know.
Taking her to Paris.
Right.
My rationale is that Evan, the son, the kid, the boyfriend, he's able to get a second Mary Kate, someone just as attractive, at least physically. He's able to find another girlfriend. He's able to kind of move on and find a different partner, have a physical connection with someone. As for the dad, this might be a one shot opportunity to have a 21-year-old.
Here's the thing, I'm trying to put myself in his position, right? And I don't have
the dad.
Okay. The dad. Because everyone's saying the dad's the worst guy in the world. Now, look, I don't have a son, so I don't even know how to, like, of course you would never do that, right? But it's not like he's the first guy, 50-year-old man, to bang a 21-year-old girl, right?
Right.
If she came on to him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, before I judge too much, and I'm judging, believe me, you can't do that. If she seduced him,
okay,
isn't she
partly in blame?
Yes, some guys only have so much willpower. Okay,
okay, it's a law of attraction.
I feel like I can say these things because I've always been faithful. I've never cheated on my wife, so I've never been in a position where a girl, a 10 out of 10, 21-year-old girl
is throwing herself at me.
You're rubbing her G-string on me, right? I would like to think, being a man of God and a man with high values, that I would never, ever do that. I'm just saying, people make horrendous mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the son thing is Like
that's what would you do?
Up. Like what would a dad do in that situation? Say it's all on the girl, right?
Okay.
Where she's completely throwing herself on him. She's like, oh, like what's that movie? Wolf on Wall Street or something. She like opens up her skirt, her legs, and he's
Margot Robbie. She's right? Margot Robbie-ing him.
Like what do you do? Do you like physically throw her out of your house? Say, I don't know. Like it would be so awkward.
I don't.
Right.
I don't know. I guess you would lock. I guess you would lock your door.
Maybe I'm the only one who's thinking about it too much. Right? I'm trying to put myself in that dad's position.
Maybe lock your door.
Know what I mean?
Lock her in a room.
Also, being the dad is notorious cheater. Like, so you have to take that. He already has broken that like moral code in his life.
He's crossed it once. So why not do it again?
Cheating on his wife, right? If this guy has sex with, you know, look, I've tried not to judge your marriage, your problems, or whatever. So a lot of guys cheat on their wives. A lot of women cheat on their husbands. So. That moral code has already been broken.
So why not break this one? Are you saying?
I don't know.
I've already crossed the line. What's the point of step? I've already taken another step.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to see like how this guy got in such a sticky wicket.
My guy's booze.
Booze? Well, they went to an afternoon basketball game.
Well, didn't he take her to dinner?
Yeah, but was he really trying to woo her, or were they just like?
Well, that's
because I see that all the time. Like girls get obsessed with their boyfriend's families; they become part of the family, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe she doesn't have a great relationship with her family, so her and her boyfriend are a long time dating. She's like an extended member of the family. She's always at their house, so maybe him going to dinner with her wasn't any big thing.
Do you want to know why what I think happened here? This is what I blame. I don't blame Mary-Kate as much. I don't blame the father as much.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I blame. I blame pornography.
Mm.
I think pornography kind of normalized this type of behavior.
For which one?
Just in both. Right. In general.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is Mary-Kate watches porn and the dad watches porn, mm-hmm. and that the scenarios in porno have gotten so out of left field,
mm-hmm.
all right, that hooking up with your boyfriend's significant other is just another day in a sex scenario. I mean, how many times have you seen that scenario online?
Don't ask. Don't ask.
Countless. It's become passé.
Mm-hmm.
There's no taboo about it.
Right.
That if you're attracted to this person, mm-hmm. okay, and my guess is the father has attraction to a 21-year-old, and a 21-year-old might have attraction to a father figure that's in her life.
It's the Hugh Hefner scenario that Chad and Oscar used to always talk to me about. That Hugh Hefner had sex with so many women, and he was so bored by it that he had to start having sex with men. Because that's the only thing like they could stimulate him anymore.
but when you think I'm kind of onto something here, is that there is no boundary. Because my guess is they both watch porno, and that
it's no secret that women have a step daddy fantasy. Well,
but it's just the line has become so blurred,
mm-hmm.
that there is no right and wrong anymore because your brain has
that's
seen
sad,
it.
Isn't it? This is pretty sad. We've crossed that line.
Your brain has seen the scenario play out so many times on your mm-hmm. computer that it's become normalized and okay with you.
Mm.
And I think that is the number one thing to blame. Not, don't get me wrong, the dad and Mary-Kate should both be blamed, but I think pornography was the fuel to the fire.
Mary-Kate's got to change her name.
Definitely.
Right? She can never be. Yes, she's got to go by like Marie Corn or something. I don't know.
Mary Jane.
Yeah. Well, she's got to drop the cornet. She can't be anything Mary Cornet. Or go get married to some random guy and take his last name.
Well, what do you think the guy's going to do when he does a Google search on her? He's going to run for the hills.
Yeah. Well, not, you know, believe me, you don't think there's plenty of guys that would marry her today?
Maybe. You know, I don't know.
A lot of weirdos out there.
Right. Hey, I saw this tweet and it made me laugh.
Hmm.
They said I'm kind of doing a synopsis of it, but he said in the age of OnlyFans, when this woman could just go online, sell herself, make millions of dollars,
yeah,
thousands of dollars a week. All right, she has the beauty to do it. She went old school and was banging for dinner and cocktails.
Is that to be appreciated?
Kind of.
This is not a story, by the way, if he's not loaded and she's not a 9.5 out of 10.
Like if they were trailer trash.
This is just another NY Post story. you forget about it for the next day.
Right.
How many teachers have slept with the students, that kind of stuff.
No, you're definitely right. You're definitely right about that.
All right, Valdez, let's take a quick break. I think some things we want to get into next are a couple of junkies topics. Jason obviously admitting that he does not laugh this week on the show.
Yes, we got to get a little serious when we come back. And also, hey, I want to give a RIP to Hooters, and I want to get your AI brain about how we could turn it around.
All right, big brain coming at you. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 163. Hey, I got to let you know that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Support me, support Drabby. Get a case of Don't Sleep Energy right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every single order. I had a Don't Sleep before I went to the gym today. Drabby guzzled his before his meeting.
Big new shipment.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate you getting some at don'tsleepenergy.com right now. On a serious note, Drabby, I was a little surprised to hear Jason admit on the show this week that he hasn't laughed in years.
Yeah.
It was kind of, it was jarring. It was sad.
Was it true? Let's get right to it. Was it even true?
I don't know the answer to that. Because Jason seems sometimes not checked. It's just sometimes he's there, but he's not there. You know what I mean?
Well, it hurt my feelings. I'm just going to say this for the show that he said he was fake laughing.
I wish you didn't bring that up because
I'm now, I know he's laughed and I've heard him all this, him chuckling and everything and all the zings that Valdez has done or the buttons that EB, has pushed on the guys or on JP. He's laughed a lot on the show and to say it was all fake was like really hurtful to be selfish for a moment.
He mentioned that he's taking medication for it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, before, and I'm sure it was prescribed by him, by a psychiatrist, and it was all checked out. But, you know, I would have tried something else, maybe like working out, get those endorphins going, maybe different kind of hobbies before trying to do medication. But if he's taking medication, it has to be serious, correct?
Yeah. So look, Jason is pretty private with, his life. None of us really even know, to what extent his depression is. I mean, he's the one who says it. If he never said it, I don't know if any of us would have really even put it together. Right.
Right.
I mean, he's clearly not, as I don't know if he even engaged is the right word. Yeah. Maybe engaged, into the show. Like we just know Jason from the hours that he's here, right? Do we just know Lurch or do we know Jason Bishop? Mm-hmm. Right? The other guy, I'm just saying Valdez and I, the other guys know him pretty well, but it's not like they talk about Jason behind his back and say, hey, what's going on with him? You know, he's different these days.
Right.
No. I will say this, not exactly the best endorsement of
BetterHelp.
The guy's been doing reads for them for quite a while to come on there and say, I haven't laughed in years. I'm like, well, what's going on over there? Can they set you up with a different therapist? It's uncomfortable. It's out of our element. None of us are professionals. Out of our pay grade.
We don't want to be insensitive to his feelings,
right,
or anyone else's mm-hmm. feelings who is depressed out there. Everyone wants to try and help him, but we don't know how.
Mm. I really don't know. I mean,
like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I'll be honest. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me when he says, you know, his mom died. That like he just he Jason has to find a new purpose in life. Whatever his this is Drab's dumb diagnosis.
All right. I like this.
Drab's dumb diagnosis. Jason has to find a purpose. Whatever it is, whether it's
do you think maybe it was
retirement? Maybe retirement is it, like, that he just wants to go live by the sea and feel the ocean breeze, and that will maybe it's like you said, working out. Maybe it's going to church. Maybe it's him and his wife. I don't know, but there's something out there that can make him
happy.
Do you think maybe bring him fulfillment? Maybe, he needs to be fulfilled.
Do you think maybe his purpose was his daughter
being a father? Yeah.
Yes. And then
I mean, that's what he's kind of telling you. But that's part of life, right? Like, he's got to be able to figure that. It's like everyone that everybody goes to.
Yeah, everyone has kids who kind of move out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has family members who have passed away, and I'm not trying to take away his feelings for it, but
Just don't know. Like, everyone is either has or will lose their parents at some point in their life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, he had a special relationship with his mother, but his mom wouldn't want this for him, right? His mom would be like, "It's okay, Jason, right? Like, you can move on. You can be happy. You don't, if that's truly like what breaks his heart every day that, or maybe it's regret. I really don't know. He's going to be, he's so private. Like, we really don't know.
And we're at no capacity to poke and prod.
Well, he doesn't really share. He just kind of drops these things every once in a while, like on the air. Right? He doesn't really share that, like, what's going on in his private life other than what we hear on the air. And it's kind of hard to tell if what he's joking about or, you know, like I kind of always assume that he's joking and, about like not having relations with T.
Right.
There's just no way. Like he thinks it's funny or it's his way to kind of his defense mechanism, right? Uh-huh. Of like, I don't want to talk about my sex life with my wife, so don't ask me about it. So I'm going to tell you we don't have one.
Do you think this is a defense mechanism? Like I don't want to do funny, haha, comical stuff on the show. So I don't. I haven't laughed in 5 years.
Yeah. That's part of it. Maybe as I saying, I just want to talk sports. Let's not do Mary-Kate Cornett segments, guys, because none of that's going to make me laugh. So let's just talk
free agents.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of thrown us for a loop here. We all want the best for Jason. I want him to find whatever it is. I want him to find fulfillment, whatever it is.
That's a great way of putting it, is fulfillment.
Yeah.
And obviously obviously something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the only thing we can do,
you know, if it is his parents or if it's, you know, his daughter's growing up and, you know, one of the things I kind of always remember is that a couple of years ago, they were talking about, Drab as a new father and they were saying, like, what's the worst age for children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jason said when his kids were 5 years old, I'll never forget that, right? And everyone in the room was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, that's the best age. Bickle was saying, when they're teenagers because they're fighting you all the time, they don't listen, they hate you. Uh-huh. I think JP said when they're infants or they're newborns, it's impossible. Yeah. Lurch said when they're 5 years old. And I'll always remember that because I remember being so stunned, like,
Man, you would think that's the one seed of age.
That's when everybody loves. And he's doing all this reminiscing about wishing his kids were young again. But he also said on the show he couldn't stand it when his kids were 5 years old.
Did he say why? Do you remember why?
He said something to the fact that they just didn't listen to him. Like they would run off and they would just, I don't know, they made it extremely difficult to like control them. Like they were running around or told him, no, I'm not going to eat that or, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my kids are four now. Of course, every day is hard. Like, you know, being a parent for any kid, it's hard. But there's so much like awesomeness of having a 4 and 5 year old because they love you so much. Right. They love their dad so much at that age.
It's just I don't.
So why did he? Why is he reminiscing now about wishing his kids were young again? Maybe he just wants to be their softball coach. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it is maybe he needs to volunteer or something. Do some volunteer work with some youth. If you know what I mean?
Yeah. Does he seem like the volunteer kind of guy?
I don't know. It's an equation I can't solve.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's above our pay grade. We would never bring this up on the show, Baldies, but it's something that he kind of brought to the table this week on the show. The last thing I want to do is played doctor for Jason Bishop.
I know. I hear you. Hey, on a lighter subject.
All right.
Dr. Drab, I need you to fix the company of Hooters. I need you to go under the knife. All right. You're the new CEO. We learned that Hooters is going through bankruptcy. It's going to shutter.
You got it. I'm ahead of you, right? Everyone loved that segment on this week, all right?
I know. Hooters is an iconic brand.
I love these segments when you ask me something like this because I know that you're setting me up and you got something great. You're ready to follow.
Okay.
I already know this. I know you so well, right? You're going to let me stumble through it. All right, then you go.
I'm going to swoop in.
That's why I cut you off. All right. Here's what I'm doing. I'm CEO for a day.
Okay.
Hooters fell off when the chick stopped being hot.
Oh, okay.
They got to make the investment, all right? We're losing money left and right. They go private equity, okay? They got to go back out, hit the streets again, all right?
Raise some capital.
Raise some capital, and you got to pay the waitresses more. You got to pay them double, whatever it is, all right?
Some would say double D.
Double D. You got to terminate all the chicks that are a little suspect out there.
Okay.
You got to bring back, because when I think of Hooters...
You think of the calendar.
The calendar. I need them to look like the calendar, Valdez. They don't look like that.
Hey.
They look like, honestly, one step above a Charlestown stripper, okay?
Okay.
All right? Like that's one step above them.
Hey,
I need to be titillated.
Do you know what the CEO should do?
What's that?
He should say, all right. You're a Hooters waitress. You're an employee. We like to take care of our employees. Mm. We will give you a free breast implant.
That's very expensive. You got to make a 3-year commitment.
Yeah, you got to do a 3-year commitment, mm-hmm. and we'll give free breast implant.
Okay,
it's like Howard Stern stuff.
Can I tell you, I don't think breasts are the problem. I don't think breasts are, like,
it also can be, it also can a, be butt, a butt lift. It can also be a facial.
Any, like $10,000.
Rhinoplasty. Yeah, okay. If you have $10,000 to spend on any kind of cosmetic surgery your heart desires. But this is,
okay. Right.
I don't think it's necessarily how hot they are, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think Hooters had a problem when the waitresses stopped shaking it for the money. You know what I mean?
What, there's like no, the Me Too movement?
No, I don't know. I don't know what movement caused it. I don't know if you know, we got better as a society for sexualizing women. But you used to go to Hooters because as a patron, there was a 5% chance you were going to get the waitress's number, or you felt like you could go on a date with her.
Hey. Isn't the incel thing part of it?
That's also, that can also be wrapped up. That's part of the pie.
Right,
that's like, in the pie chart.
Hooters is for young. It's not for a family. You know, for the most part, I would think
it's not a family restaurant.
It's not a family restaurant, right?
What was the Adam Sandler movie where his dead wife was a Hooters waitress?
It's Scuba Steve movie. What is that called?
I don't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you sidetracked. But I think part of the allure of being at a Hooters,
it was like the 5-year plan, right? When he was like, "What's that? Don't die, Big Daddy."
Yeah. No. It's I think it's after Big Daddy.
Well, there was definitely Adam Sandler having a Hooters thing.
There was also in Hooters. I don't want to get sidetracked.
Hooters was a big part of Big Daddy.
And it was also part of another movie.
Okay, what, Spanglish?
I don't know. He used to sit there and eat wings, and then he took a date to Hooters, and then his wife used to work there.
All right.
But the problem is the flirtation. And part of it is the guys are don't want to flirt, and then also the girls don't want to flirt. The girls should be leaning over on the table.
Mm.
You know, they should have a bubbly personality. They should have innuendo coming out the a-hole.
Do you think back in the 90s that general manager would say, listen, ladies, get out there and shake those tits, right?
Yeah, earn those tips tonight.
This is Hooters, not a library. Get out there and strut your stuff.
Hey,
that now you can't say that stuff anymore, so these girls aren't putting in the effort. They're not being coached up.
Also, I think there's part of it is these girls that are hot. They they're kind of like a dead fish there. You know what I mean? Like they, because they're hot and they've been praised so much that they don't feel like they need to go out and shake it. I would be.
But play devil's advocate about these? Isn't Twin Peaks bigger than ever? Like, isn't it Twin Peaks killing it?
Well, are they motivating those waitresses to go out there and earn those tips?
Have you? By the way, I've never been
to a Twin Peaks.
I think they're mostly it's the South or something. I don't really know where they are. Texas.
I'd be into it, but there needs to be repartee. There's no more repartee. Like,
what does that mean?
back and forth conversation. You know, there should be some sort of innuendo and chemistry between the waitress and the patron. If you want, I'm gonna have a clinic right now. This is for all the
radio clinic.
This is for all the Hooters waitresses out there. This is how you should be doing it. All right, Drab, I want you to be my customer.
Okay? Hold on, I gotta shut my laptop. I'm on the Twin Peaks Instagram page. I'm losing focus over here.
All right. This is a reenactment of how a Hooters waitress should be doing business. All right. You're sitting down at the table, okay? I come up there. All right. I put my hands down on the table. I kind of bend down. Hey, welcome to Hooters. This is Cindy, S-I-N-D-Y. Can I get you boys something to drink? Can I start you off with a round of beers?
Good afternoon, Cindy. Yeah, that would be lovely. Why don't we get Coors Lights?
All right, Coors Light. Do you want a tall boy? That's 24 ounces. Are you a short king guy? That's 12.
We're tall boys, Cindy.
I thought you were. I thought you were a tall boy. I'll get that right for you. Here, let me write my name down so you don't forget. And I do a little heart over the eye.
Hey, I think she likes me.
Exactly. All right, I come back.
You do that lean in shoulder thing a little too well. You've been practicing that over the years.
My man boobs.
Yeah. You got a lot of scrunch up your cleavage there, Pelvis. Yeah.
Come back, your beers. All right, here's your beers. You guys ready to order? You want some wings?
We are, yeah. Let's get some hot wings.
Oh, extra spicy. I like it. Now, you want boneless or bone-in? I'm a bone-in kind of girl.
Oh, we're big bone-in.
I love the big bone-in kind of guy. All right, what about ranch? Our ranch is extra creamy, so you might need some more. That's a 75-cent extra charge. Is that okay?
We're actually, I like it chunky, blue cheese.
Oh, chunky. Yeah. I don't know if we have any chunky in back. All right, you're doing that for 6 hours. Boom, making a ton of tips.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of Hooters in my life.
I think you could maybe. Is there like a gay version of Hooters? I think you might be able to pull it up, Valdez. Hey, what's with EB's fascination with the pantyhose? Doesn't he get it that it's cover up
for all the razor burn, stretch marks,
the stubble.
Bumps, if you got a rash on your leg,
yeah. Nobody wants to see those pale legs. I would say, like, they could update the uniform. It's not as sexy. I mean, Sup Dogs does it great, right? With yoga pants. Like, I would say their outfits aren't. Do they still wear, like, the high socks? I guess those are
called. Oh, do you know, like, thick 80s gym socks?
Maybe those are even back in style,
And what are the big shoes that they wear? The big, chunky white
maybe
shoes?
Maybe it's all back in style. I don't know.
And then the big hair. Bring the big hair back.
I do think that Hooters should play around with their uniforms a little bit more. You know what? Can I tell you the best day to go to Hooters?
Tell me.
Halloween. Okay. You ever seen? Because they all get to wear their slutty Halloween costume, Valdez, or their Catwoman outfits. There's like no uniform code those days.
I did not know that. I'm going to write that in my calendar right now. Right. My Google calendar.
Yeah, Halloween.
So, I guess that's kind of ironic because girls go out and they'll dress as a Hooters waitress on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Then the Hooters waitresses will dress as a kitty cat.
Yeah. What? What? That's the way I said, yeah, that was like really weird.
I just did an interpretation of Cindy, S-I-N-D-Y.
When I think of Hooters, I think of Florida. Why do I always think of Florida?
Do you think they have the most Hooters per capita?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I always, whenever I see like a Hooters shirt, it's always got like some random Florida city on it, you know? They like Coral Gables, Florida.
No. Hooters.
Daytona. Maybe that's why. Daytona Beach.
Actually, that might be where it originated.
That might be why.
Hey, do you know the best Hooters in the country?
Vegas?
I went to the Hooters.
How did I know that?
I don't know. Mm. But Hooters was...
Let me type in Hooters Vegas.
Hooters was attached to the Tropicana in Las Vegas. And I went out there when we were immediate and some high school buddies. We went out there when we were 21, 22 years old.
I'm going to tell you right now, without even knowing anything, they got hot girls at the Hooters.
I've never seen hotter women in my life than the Hooters in Las Vegas. It might as well have been the Spearmint Rhino.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll never forget on the menu at the Hooters in Vegas, they had 100 wings and a bottle of Dom Perignon for like $1,000 you could get. It was on their menu. We didn't get it.
No.
But it was on the menu. And then I think there was like a Hooters casino that was like attached to it.
Oh, there did used to be like a Hooters casino or something. Didn't they dabble? What else did... This chick is smoking hot.
Turn that computer around. Let me see.
Oh, she's just showing off her cans.
Well, you think I don't like that?
Hooters on the Vegas Strip.
Holy jamole.
What were we talking about? Hooters. Like, haven't they dabbled in other things? Like, other brands. Like, they've loaned their... Wasn't there...
Well, I know John Daly would go to the Hooters in Augusta every Masters to go sign memorabilia.
There was the Hooters race car, right?
There was a Hooters golf tour.
Hooters golf tour. What's the... Oh, I'm thinking Hawaiian Tropic. I want to say there was like, I don't know. It's not important. There was they ventured out into other things.
Yeah, they had their hand in different pots.
Yeah. Long live Hooters, Valdez.
I know. We should go to the Chantilly one soon.
I mean, I would love that. I told you that if there's one Hooters left, it will be the Hooters in Chantilly.
Hey, maybe let's go for a Masters Thursday. We'll go watch a little of the opening round.
Some golf. All this Hooters talk has me and the Lido wings. I am craving some good old drumsticks right about now. I know they do flats there mostly, but I need some chicken wings, man. And we've been talking about chicken wings all week. Hooters, Lido's. Does Pupatella have a
probably
wings?
Hey, do you know what the most amazing thing was? Is that Eric said all wings are the same.
Oh, what a tilt of the week. Tilt of the week. I mean, you take a permanent spot behind JP on the palate ladder. If you think that all chicken wings, there's nothing on the planet that tastes different more from place to place than their chicken wings. Am I right?
It's up there. It might be number one when you say it. Some places.
All chicken wings are the same. First of all, how does he not know that Hooters is known for their wings?
I don't know. Where did that come from, by the way, that Hooters is known for their wings?
Their sauce is great, and it's just that crispy crunch that they got on them. Completely different than a lot of other places. Often imitated.
Never duplicated.
I don't know if it's the best wings I've ever had, but they're definitely in the top 5% to 10% of wings that
you can
get.
Do you think people like Hooters and enjoy Hooters because they only go there a couple times, and then every time they go, like the myth of Hooters built in their wings builds in their head more and more and more? Yeah. Because you don't go to Hooters every week. Right,
no, special occasion.
Yeah, special occasion. But the myth about the wing grows in your head.
How did Buffalo Wild Wings become bigger than Hooters? How did we let that happen?
I know because they leaned into the sports.
Ugh, sports stink.
I know. What do you think's better, tits or sports?
I can't tell you the last time. Maybe in 20 years, I've had a friend say, "Hey, you want to go to the Hooters and watch the game?"
Why do you think?
Why is it always you want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the fight?
All right, hold on. Let's put on our CEO hat again.
All right,
let's put this one.
Why can't
Hooters adopt the sports? Because if it worked for Buffalo Wild Wings, so
they got the better breasts, food. They got so better the, food. Yeah.
So
and
the breasts
more attractive women.
So the breasts are just kind of secondary. You just know when you go to Hooters, there's going to be a hot chick there serving you, right? So that's kind of secondary, but the front of the house is the sports. But everyone knows you're there because some hot chick is giving you good wings.
Valdez, I literally can't take it.
the show's over. I want to run out of here and go to Hooters for lunch. I don't care if it's takeout, if I sit at the bar. I cannot stop thinking. Now I'm looking at their Instagram page. I can't stop. I'm starving thinking about their food. I need some Hooters chicken wings.
Do you know what the best part about Hooters is?
Yes.
Well, but okay.
Right, you can tell me.
The most underrated part of Hooters. Those wet wipes they give you at the end.
I do like that. They are elite wet wipes, too.
Their own packaging. If I could have a case of Hooters wet wipes.
Mm. You know, you probably can. Probably on Amazon.
I was going to say. You know what? I get them at the foreclosure sale.
All right. If you want to watch the Thursday at Augusta with Valdez and Drab at Hooters in Chantilly, let us know. All right. Maybe we'll do a live bit season out there from the champagne room.
All right. That's it for us for bit season. Thank you for listening to episode 163. We'll catch you guys next week. Make sure you shame Drab on social media to stop using AI.
All right, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Cindy signing off.